This defence agreement was signed back in 2014, but nearly a decade on, it still hasn't been completely fulfilled. There have been a number of problems in the Philippines and extensive criticism towards this agreement. Now, initially, that was over the constitutionality of the agreement. There were some arguments heard by the Supreme Court in the country that because it didn't receive Senate approval, it wasn't constitutional. There were other issues. For example, during the course of the last 10 years, there was a US Marine in the Philippines who was accused of committing murder. That caused problems. Also, the former president, Rodrigo Duterte, stood in opposition to this, was very critical at one point, wanted to even scrap the deal. Now, the US hopes that it's going to be granted access to 4 or 5 additional locations, which would essentially give it staging posts close to Taiwan and be in a position, therefore, should Taiwan be attacked in the future by China. They would be able to use those bases for joint training. They could build runways, they could store fuel and various other supplies, really strengthening the US position in the region, but also acting as a deterrent to Beijing for its future plans and its designs on Taiwan. It certainly helps the Philippines as well as it helps them to strengthen their position, considering their claims in the South China Sea against China.